You're listening to Beauty, Strength, and Dominance, the official podcast of Lingerie Fighting Championships. And now, here's your host, Michael Lutkin!
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another edition of Beauty, Strength, and Dominance, the official LFC Lingerie Fighting Championships podcast, a special watch-along episode. And joining me today, he has been on the LFC podcast before. He is a fellow podcaster, one of my podcast brethren, my co-host on Deep Into the Heart of Wrestling on my YouTube channel, the one, the only, the man who kicks it with the TSK, the one, the only Mr. Robert Davis. How are you, Roberto?
I'm good, Mike. I'm ready to do what we do.
Thank you. Yes, man. No, here's the thing, folks. We love what we do. We love podcasting. We love the LFC, and we love each and every one of you that tune into this. But here's the thing. Roberto, in our last episode, which you guys can go back into the seasons on the VIP section of the LFC website and my YouTube channel to check out our first edition of our show on the LFC podcast. But I found out that you are a fan of the one, the only Miss Gemma Giuliana, who has had two bouts in LFC that we're going to watch together here. One was pre-COVID and one was during COVID time period. What is it about? We'll start with Gemma here first, but what is it about Gemma Jersey Babe Giuliana that piqued your interest?
You know what? It honestly, you know, we've been friends for a couple of years now. I mean, it's been maybe four or five, but it feels like 10 to 15. And you've always talked about the LFC podcast, but there was something that kind of piqued my interest and I started watching. And I think one of the first bouts I watched was the first match that we're actually going to watch was Gemma and I forget her opponent.
The first one was Sybil Starr.
There you go. I watched that one and I was just kind of, it piqued my interest. So I, you know, kept digging and just kept watching. And I was just like, yeah, Gemma, she's cool. Like she almost has like this aura and this, you know, and I actually just found that she was a wrestler too, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Oh yeah. East Coast representing as far as the Jersey side of things. She's done some things for Grimm's Toy Show.
Yeah.
Popular YouTuber. She's been around the whole entire Northeast. I mean, she's done some work in New Jersey. She's done some promotions in Philadelphia.
Right.
My early introduction to her as well is, so I don't know if you know who Sizzling Stan Styles is, but he's an East Coast indie. He also runs the Intergender Bonanza, which is his promotion, his little event that he does for Intergender Wrestling. She has appeared on that card. So very much like seeing the indies and just very much seeing like her into LFC. That was actually my introduction to her from the wrestling to LFC. And I first saw her name because 2019 was when I first got started with LFC. I'm like, oh, I've seen this girl in the indies, which if you've not seen LFC, and Roberto can attest to this, what you see now with the girls that we have in today's current day and age with the Lingerie Fighting Championships, a lot of girls from the indies have been running wild in LFC, brother.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But how badass is the name Gemma Giuliana? I mean,
well,
that's fucking cool.
It is. And a Jersey babe. I mean, first of all, there's a lot of Jersey babes out there. And I'm going to say this right now to preface this. When you think of Jersey, and especially in today's day and age, you think of the Jersey Shore. But this is far from the Jersey Shore, my friend. And when you also think of Jersey, you think of that boy, Bang. Diamond Dallas Page.
And I mean, Bang,
we certainly do have one with Miss Gemma Jersey Babe Giuliana. So to preface the scene for everybody, LFC 39, a hot Midsummer Night's Dream. We are going to be checking out from summer 2019. Her and Sybil Starr. Now, this was a two-day event for LFC. We had LFC 28 and LFC 29 on the 4th of July and July 5th. We got to see LFC 28 feature Tomiko the Temptress Tajima against Sybil Starr. But this was Sybil Starr's second bout in a row against Gemma Jersey Babe Giuliana, Gemma's debut. And before we get into this, I just want to add one final thing here, Mr. Roberto Davis, so the people can hear us talk and then we react. What were your thoughts on the fact of we're watching something that's pre-COVID and the fact that it's great to see now we're at the Neapolis in Las Vegas? How interesting is this going to be to really look back and see pre-COVID than what we get to our second bout? How crazy is that thinking now we're pre-COVID with this?
You know, I mean, not just with this, but with anything, it just seems like so long ago, like those times weren't even real. Like those pre-COVID times, you look at things, I guess, through with a different perspective now, and from where we were to what we, you know, went through and where we're at now is just like, damn, we really did that.
That we did. And I think what's also very interesting to take away from this, folks, is the growth of us as people and talents, and especially what we're going to see today with Gemma Giuliana, our spotlight for today's LFC Forum and Watch Along. We get to see a lot of growth from 2019, especially into 2021. So growth, adaption, change, make that change, to quote Michael Jackson, start with that man in the mirror. Are you ready, Mr. Robert Davis, to dive into Gemma's debut?
Let's go.
All righty, bro. Here it is, folks. It is Sybil Starr against the Jersey Babe, Gemma Giuliana, as we present to you LFC 29, a hot Midsummer Night's Dream. Let's take a look at this bad boy right here.
Yes.
First of all, I gotta say, I do love the black, and I love the attire on this. She got great attire with the aesthetic and the style of this lingerie, first and foremost.
Wrestler versus wrestler. That's always interesting to see how the difference is going to play out. It always starts with strength.
Right hand there over the top there. She's going to kick to the body as well. Sybil Starr right around to the back, though, looking for that outside trip. Oh, switches all the way around. Nice slip there. Pulls the fight down and is on the back immediately.
Good work.
Yeah, great start from Sybil Starr. She's got the right hand under the neck right now.
Yeah, that's deep under there.
She's already looking for the choke. Juliana needs to be battling those hands.
Oh, nice job of slipping out of there. Yeah, she was in some dangerous territory there.
No question about it. Beautiful.
Obviously, we got the big Sybil Starr over here on Gemma, but I got to say, she's holding her own. That's from Jersey Day tightness and toughness, man.
Gets herself out of bad spots. Is able to get herself to the top right now. 10-pound weight advantage on the sheet, but it looks like some real power there. And she takes the top. Mount position. Bad spot here for Giuliana.
Really nice use of the legs, though.
That's the thing. I mean, Sybil Starr, for those who are unaware of her, like, it's actually, we'll tie this into wrestling. She's actually wrestled. Remember Melissa Coates, God rest her soul, the super genie who was with Sabu?
I do. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. Like, I mean, she has that wrestling experience. She wrestled in the mid-2000s, and she took her talents to LFC. Really worked the leg game, and now Gemma coming back here on top.
Reach the top, she's in mouth.
Yeah, what did you say? You didn't get some more cameras.
This is words, yeah. I'm not sure if
Gordon.
Both arms. Off. Yeah, it looks like she could go either way, trying to go for an arm bar. So which one she favors.
Oh,
wow. Nice word.
We're not allowed to say that, even as a direct quote. Wow. Sybil Starr taking a moment to play to the crowd as she's got the arms folded over there, both arms trapped in place. Giuliana working them free, but turns over and exposes them. Right now, Starr just happy to ride the position. Oh, there she goes.
Half Nelson going on.
Yeah, looking to control there. Giuliana in a bad spot. She knows she's just kind of covering up right now, trying not to give any opportunities for the choke. Punches coming in there to the body, the shoulder, the arm.
She really has to defend herself.
Really,
Giuliana just... You might step in one.
Yeah,
stop
he's
this.
Looking close. She's just covering up. I don't know that you can consider that intelligent defense. She's just in a turtling position there. Now Sybil Starr trying to pull things away. Oh, the arm is back under the neck. Rolls
there
it over.
Is.
The choke is in place. Tough. Oh, just seconds left here in this first round. Can't she hang on? This is tight. Yeah,
she's
in a bad spot
it.
Here. She survived.
Saved by the
wow.
Yeah, that was a tough first round, but I got to say she hung in there. I mean, the psychology was there, and just the overall advantage of the choke was there and everything. But, yeah, let's see how she does in the second round here.
Definitely. I've always found it interesting, you know, and this is just with all wrestling, the little bits of, you know, Brazilian jiu-jitsu and the martial arts things that wrestlers often sneak into their repertoire.
Yeah,
Well, that's the thing, too, to add on to your point. It's the subtleties, intricacies, and nuances of everything that really goes into the craft. And, I mean, as you can see here, Sybil with the strikes and the kicks, really trying to fight on her own here. You know what I'm saying? And Gemma coming back. We saw the headlock earlier. Now she's going for some strikes. Ain't happening. The veteran is going right at her.
Yeah, I think she's so concerned about being on the bottom. It's kind of shutting down what she can do. She gets close. She knows she's got to be careful. And right away, same move, same transition there to the back.
You know, I like how Gemma got in close to kind of keep the strikes at a distance, you know.
I'll agree. And I think that training, not only in wrestling, but as she got up to this event, you knew the excitement was on her. So she studied. She did her homework. We got her in a choke here right now. Guillotine style, baby.
Guillotine style.
Yay, yay.
Star postures up and mount. She's controlling that right arm. Okay, turns over Juliana, turns all the way over, but now she's just closing it back. Star likes to ride heavy from here. Likes to play to the crowd as well.
Give her a little pose.
Oh,
a little buck.
A little hip thrust there to put the action to the floor.
Oh, kisses to the crowd. She is clearly comfortable in her seat.
No question about it. She showed us a little brief glimpse of that last night.
I think so.
She did again tonight. She likes
to get close to these ladies. Can you blame her?
Even the insect world.
Even the insect world gets it.
All right, LFC 29, third round action here. Sybil Starr in the black. Gemma Juliana in the gray.
Thank you, Kixies.
Oh, grab her hair there. Sybil didn't seem to like that.
That was a little close to a little eye gouging.
That is not going to make Starr happy. Juliana again. Moving well on the outside. Kicks are nice, but she's got to stay away. It's tough. Yeah, trust me. As Leon Hayter said, right now, stick and move. Do not get back into the corner. There you go. Nice escape back to the middle. It is very hot outside here at Indianapolis. Team is certainly setting in, I should say. Star a little frustrated right now. The movement, to be honest, she wants to engage, wants to work in tight. Oh, and again, she kind of grabs the face, and now the air is
hair pulled out.
Tries to pull guard. That was not the wise decision, but she is rolling up to the top and pushing the eyes again, by the way. I guess if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
That's right. Jersey Bait, the little signature move, I guess, the eye gouge.
You gotta love the eye gouge, because if you look at the legends like Rowdy Roddy Piper, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. And to quote Eddie Guerrero, if you ain't cheap, you ain't trying. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
that's right. You gotta think about the dirtiest player in the game.
Woo!
Woo!
Single time she's able to work herself to the top, and again trapping those arms as she pounds away here. Referee Sean Hackett saying he wants to see some movement, he wants to see Juliana working out. She's in a bad spot here. Both arms are trapped, punches are coming in. Hackett is watching closely. The punches continue to come in. It's hot. Fatigue is set in, back-to-back nights of fight, but Star looking for a finish.
Dropping the full body there on the midsection.
A lot of weight there on the chest. As you said, she's leaning forward, pressing, maybe using those ropes to add a little bit of extra pressure. Sean Hackett sees the foul, pulls the hands off the ropes. Again, those arms are still trapped there. Maybe a straight arm bar available.
Chater's doing all he can do to get his fighter to get up. But unfortunately,
one thing I kind of noticed, too, every time Gemma's on the ground or she's on her back, she's always popping the hips. And I know that'll take some pressure off when, you know, somebody's got you mounted like that.
Oh, of course, man. And I think, again, the strategy, you look at Sybil Starr here. I mean, the bigger of the two, the size, the stature. And Gemma holding her own. But I got to say, that overpower, that girth to her really did her in. And I got to say, for the smother side of things, man, oof, it's brutal. But I got to give her credit for hanging in there.
Yeah.
Score from our judges here to call it. Ladies and gentlemen, what do we think? So,
crowd chiming in there, making sure it's clear.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sybil Starr, are you in there?
Yeah, unquestionable. She's not a scrappy. We'll see her back.
The bride of Michigan, Sybil Starr.
The Pride of Michigan Civil well, Star with the victory.
The Pride of Michigan.
So I will say this. You hit it perfectly with just the fact that she was on her, the mounting position, the mount game, just the overall stature of her overpowering her. I like the heel semantics by Civil Star. I like that Gemma was very scrappy, not giving up, putting her with some strikes and some kicks. The guillotine was very nice. I think for the bout that we got here from the storytelling perspective, it worked out very well. Gemma, for her first showing, watching this back now, and for me, this is me watching it back 5 years ago now. Like, what were your thoughts on just that debut? I got to say, better than I expected from when I first watched it.
Yeah, and that was kind of my thoughts, too. You could see that Sybil did have, the experience on her side, and she played into it because Gemma did make some really key mistakes. It's always... you always have the idea of wanting to keep your opponents close, but once, they get on top of you and, they kind of lock you in, it's kind of you kind of get into a fight response. And you saw Gemma kind of do that as, she would pop her hips to kind of alleviate the pressure and, kind of figure out where to go next.
I got to say, when you really look at that mindset and that overall strength and ability and endurance to do what she did, I think we knew even as we were going into this that we were definitely going to see Gemma Jersey Babe Juliana again, which we're going to get into here in the next bout because this is featuring two of our favorites. But I got to say this to you, man. Sybil Starr, for the two nights that she had, one against Tomiko the Temptress Tajima, who she wrestled outside the LFC auspices and has been in there with. And then this, man, I got to say, back-to-back nights, both ladies killed it when it comes to Sybil and Gemma again. This is what you got to love about LFC, too. And I always say this to you, whether it's indie talents, whether it's talents from the session wrestling world, whether it's some models who are just like, hey, man, I want to learn, I want to train, I want to get into this. If you have the right mindset of just going into this and taking it serious, but also looking sexy and sensual in the same damn time, in the same vein, and empowerment, you're golden, man. And this is what really represented in this fight.
Absolutely.
Now, Mr. Robert Davis, before we get into this next one, we're going to talk about someone that you like because this refers in today's professional wrestling Asian era. Vita Von Starr was Gemma Jersey Babe Juliana's opponent for LFC 31 Booty Camp 2 from 2021, Gemma's second bout. You are a big fan, my friend, because I know Vincent Dutch. I'm talking about the Righteous.
The Righteous.
She is a part of the Righteous group. She did her thing thing in Ring of Honor. She's done a lot of great work on the independent scene. How awesome is Vita Von Starr?
My gosh, when Vita Von Starr, the first place I heard of her was obviously Ring of Honor when she was running with Vincent Dutch and Bateman, and just kind of watching her wrestling work was just like, damn, she's good. She's really good at what she does. Just the whole aura of her character and, her moveset is really nice. And she just checks all the boxes to me.
I think what I love about her, too, is as well with her gymnastics background and her just the flexibility that she's done. She's performed in circuses and just everything that incorporates that flexibility and endurance that goes within her territory and her body. I think I remember seeing her on an indie show. One of her key signatures was like, I'm going to take people back. The old school Trish Stratus stratosphere, that Hurricane Rana that Trish used to do off the ropes. I saw Vita did it and I popped for it because it's that little maneuver right there, part of the repertoire, like we mentioned earlier, that really stands out. And she has really made herself stand out. And I mean, we'll touch upon this because we're going to see both women's lingerie in a second. But Gemma, with this lingerie, I want to talk about the style and aesthetic because it makes up everything. Both her and Sybil really went out there to showcase the style and finesse side of things. The L in for LFC is lingerie. So what were your thoughts on both ladies' lingerie going into that bout?
It looked great. It looked great. Like what else can you really say about that? That aesthetic is important to the LFC product. And I think they both knocked it out of the park.
That's the thing too. And speaking of knocking out of the park, we're about to see some chains. And I'm going to tell you something, folks, this is like something you would see out of a Hot Topic, but mixed with something amplified to the character and the overall prestige of the one and only Vita Von Starr. And her against Gemma Jersey Babe Juliana, what I like about it too, as well as both professional wrestlers, both know each other and they took their chemistry and synergy into the LFC auspices. And one final thing again before we watch it, man, we have now fast forwarded from 2019. We are in 2021 now. COVID is a son of a bitch. What? And well, we're in the FSW arena, Future Stars of Wrestling, which has given us the likes of Karrion Kross, TikTok. It has given us the likes of LA Knight. Yeah.
Yeah.
It has given us the likes of Chris Bay. It has given us the likes of Zoe Stark. It has given us the likes of Brian Cage. And so many people have come from the Future Stars of Wrestling arena, including Mr. Solo Sikoa himself. So for us, I got to say, it was challenging. There's nobody there except for the LFC staff. It's just a quiet arena. Only there are the staff and crew. And I can attest to this because later on in that year was LFC 35, and we came back for Vegas. And I'm going to say this right now, folks, being the FSW arena ring announcing that, and I'll tell you, I think I've told you this, Rob, but I'll say to the people, where we were in late 2021, it was a good show and it was a good crowd. But my God, it wasn't like what we got to 2022 and onward, because there were still people very trepidatious about going out during COVID time, man. And I got to say, for you, how important is that, especially like we saw in wrestling, to equate to LFC? We're doing our damnedest to put on a great product, even through tough times.
You know what? Just that whole time period, you know, all across the board, everybody was willing to go out there and, you know, kind of make people forget what was going on in the world at that time. You know, they just wanted to have a good show. You know, being a performer myself, I understand what everybody was going through, because they didn't have that engagement with the crowd. If you're doing what you do, you know, you do it in front of people and you take the people away. It's almost like, crap, what do I do?
It's tough, but I think as performers and artists and athletes, sometimes you have to think on the fly and do the best that you can to let the creative juices flow. And I think we certainly did that. And I have to tell a quick COVID story because Roberto's on here and I think he knows where I'm going to go with this. So back when LFC did LFC 30 a year prior to this Born to Be Wild at Sturgis, now 2020, folks, COVID, Fozzie was also playing there, Chris Jericho. And well, a certain someone with the initials JC, that goddamn son of a bitch, Jim Cornette. He pretty much, it was funny. So him and his co-host, Brian Last, on the Jim Cornette Experience in the drive-thru. So they were running down COVID and he was making fun of Jericho for, you know, getting COVID before. At the time, remember, he was feuding with Orange Cassidy and they were doing, yeah. So they're reading what's at Sturgis and they come upon LFC. And of course, Brian Last reads it to Jim Cornette. And then Jim Cornette, in only Jim Cornette fashion, what the fuck do you mean? This is goddamn lingerie. What the fuck is wrong with these girls? They're fucking untrained sons of bitches. And it turned into a whole rant for LFC. And I'll always say this.
Boy.
I will say this. If Jim Cornette talks about you or rants about you, you made it.
You did it.
You did it. So, yes, that's a funny brief wrestling side. So, and I knew you were going to be on here, so I had to tell that. So, are you ready to get into Gemma, Jersey Babe, Juliana, and Vita Von Starr? LFC 31 Booty Camp 2. You ready to do this thing, Ty?
Let's go.
Thank you very much.
All right, there they do go. Touch gloves. I wasn't sure if they were going to or not. Both
okay, so for those who may be familiar with the wrestling real quickly, that is Sarah Wolf. You are making her debut at LFC 38 Angels and Little Devils, dressed as Harley Quinn. As I know you and I both know, we love us some Harley Quinn.
Yes, sir.
Both with wrestling style, so usually you know what
I was going to say. I thought I recognized her from somewhere. I didn't catch it at first.
Yeah, man, and we got Whoop Dog, we got Onyx with Bronco Billy and Wow, and Trap Daddy, Jeff Gambino. I like this one, so Fatty, try to headlock, take it to the next one, get down here.
Some of that wrestling background there. Oh, headlock takeover.
Takeover.
In the side control, kind of an old school scarf hold position here.
Knees to the back. Got a minute
30.
You're a minute
30.
Come on, a minute
30. Saw a lot of this position recently in the U.S. Oh, there's a scissor choke.
Hey.
Amen.
Tension on the neck there. You can see
the four entrances, man. The scissor lock has always been a one differential. Look at this. Watch this counter right here. Boom.
Yes.
There it is.
Show us.
Hey, now.
Come on. Wow.
Melina, eat your heart out. Yes.
Right.
You talk about the showmanship. It's on full display right there.
The athleticism is just absolutely off the charts right now. That was just the craziest thing I've ever seen.
We're like two minutes in, and already the chemistry is just there.
Yeah, they're kicks, their strikes, everything, man. These girls want to win. I mean, this event really showcases the prospect from the veterans. Gemma's coming in as a veteran. She's looking to get a win, and Judith's looking to get a win in her debut. Like, the synergy was right there.
Taking her to the turnbuckle.
Slamming her against the turnbuckle twice. Three times.
Once, twice, three times a lady. Hello.
Hello.
Kick off, clear the distance a little bit. She's not done with her yet.
Oh! Acrobatic work there. They're both back on the feet.
Double leg takedown.
Double leg takedown.
Yep.
He's got his ass.
Arm drag takedown.
Boom. Arm drag takedown.
Do it again.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta say, though, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat never looked as good as these two. Oh, put that out there. Forefront
big,
there.
Big true. Big true.
Double wrist lock position, yep.
Oh, you can see the pain on the face.
You're 1 minute in, Gemma. Let's go. You got two to go.
Does work to the feet there, but still has control of that arm. Wow. A lot of tension there, especially as they slam to the floor. You can hear Juliana saying, she's a rookie. She's a rookie.
Loves pointing out that she's a rookie, huh?
Come on.
Oh, oh, but nice reversal there. The rookie.
Come on.
Working to the back right now. Can't she do anything with the back?
Take down.
To the floor there.
That's all right. She can get one.
She's on the back right now, controlling the body.
Keep her down. Keep her down.
A lot of good wrestling here.
It is, and I mean, this is what, again, people talk about what they will about the Catch-as Ketchikan, and it's so funny, like, we see, like, women like Shayna Baszler, and everybody would comment, like, she doesn't wrestle as well because she sticks to that. I'm like, well, she's actually doing the traditional wrestling. Look at Billy Robinson and all those, like, greats, man. Like, they didn't do all the high-flying shiznit, but it works. It was effective, right?
Yeah.
Look at this tree of woe right here, and then this is kind of reminds you of like a reverse tarantula right here, man. But Tajiri ain't never looked that good, my friend.
No, sir. I was just gonna say that's the creativity of Vita Von Starr there.
Damn it.
Dragging her to the center of the ring, wants a little more action. She's setting her up for a rear naked.
Juliana not feeling so confident anymore right now.
It's a variation of like a stretch buffer here, man. Look at this.
Trying to set up. Oh,
oh man. Zack Sabre Jr. Right would be proud.
Oh, pressure.
Come on, Timba.
No, he's going to give up. Putting the stretch of the torso there. All kinds of pressure there. Let's go. Steps over the mount here.
Full mount. Oh, nice round pound.
Von Starr has taken total control here. Punching away here. You see Juliana covering up their final seconds of the second round. Boy, after a brief, slow start. It has been all Von Starr here to close round two. Now choking as well.
You ever see somebody fold the motherfucker up?
I've seen some people roll the motherfucker up, but yes, folding them up too. That works.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Stepping over here on that left arm to the arm.
Oh, nice cross arm bar. Cross arm breaker.
Tense moments here for Von Starr. You see her trying to grab her own arm and hold it back. Rolling over, going belly down.
It's cool to see Gemma's kind of style evolve. You know, from the first match we watched to this one, you can still see the bits of martial arts and how much more refined they are. The first class. Oh my!
The Muda lock, baby. The
Muda.
Great Muda says hello, but great Muda never looks so good. But no, I agree with you. Like, you notice how she's more like refined in the skills. There's still some martial arts there, but it's like, hey man, what can I do different from what I did the first time around? She's showing us what she's told to do, man.
Absolutely.
Once again, she gets herself into such these interesting positions.
Doing a really good job of isolating that arm. Oh, but no, she reverses it. Good job, Jersey Babe. Oh.
On the ankle lock.
Once again, Lance Storm would be proud.
This is like... on that leg.
Say hello, Lance.
Well, trying to sit back.
If I can be serious for a minute, man. Oh.
That's going to hurt so bad.
Now, you see, this is almost like a regal. No, a surfboard. Never mind. I thought we were going to regal prince guy there. Surfboard.
Yeah.
Strain on the spine. My spine is hurting watching it.
I know we kind of mentioned it earlier, but what chemistry that these two have.
Oh, dude, it's the same, man. I think if you have the right opponent, that right use, that right dance partner, it goes into everything. And I mean, we've seen that in wrestling. We see that in boxing, in MMA. You're in there. You're in there. You know what story you're telling, even though you may want to knock a motherfucker out, roll a motherfucker up. A lot of mofos in this sentence here, folks. But you know what the end game is. It's that checkmate, man. Put the moves on the chessboard.
Absolutely.
play. She's trying
there's a variation of like a triangle
tap.
Here.
Tap as she tries to extend
contortionist.
Right now, Von Starr able to keep that elbow bent. Does escape.
Now imagine if they had a crowd.
That's what I'm saying. If we
how much different would this be?
Oh, if this was if we had the crowd back in February of 2021 when this was, absolutely, it would have been nuts.
That would have been wild.
AJ Kirsch has the scorecards in his hands.
Shout out to AJ Kirsch.
Hey, AJ.
What up, AJ?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this bout has gone the distance, all three-minute rounds. So we turn the decision over to our esteemed judges at ringside. And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a split decision. Trap Gambino scores this 30-29. Vita Von Starr. Onyx scores it 29-28. Gemma, Jersey Babe Juliana, and Whoop Dog scores it 29-27 for your winner tonight. Representing the pink team, Vita!
And Vita Von Starr wins in her LFC debut.
Successful debut, 1-0 in the LFC.
Unbelievable. And you can see Jim and Juliana is frustrated, but we said it was
close. Shout out to Jackie O filling in for Coach Payne. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So, lots to discuss here in this one. First of all.
Definitely.
That goddamn Whoop Dog. What the hell, Whoop Dog, as you heard in the background there. Whoop Dog.
Whoop Dog.
There it is. It ain't a doggy dog world. But Whoop Dog said, oof, I'm going to go with Vita Von Starr. But I will say this. First of all, the lingerie. Like, we'll start with Vita here. The chains, it reminded me of something like you would see in, like, a bondage-type film, but mixed with, like, hard rock, if that kind of makes any sense. I dug the image. It worked.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, as much as I like Gemma, you know, the dark girls, they always get me. You know, the imagery is always something that has appealed to me, as you know, with the whole Black Hearts thing, that, you know, that's another show, but
I feel you know, it's okay. Yeah, we can give a shout out to our girl Nicola McDonald Roberto here with the Black Hearts. He likes his darkness. Everybody, I like your style. Okay. Now
absolutely.
I'm going to ask you here, man. I'm going to say this right now. When you talk about your darkness, that she looks like something coming out of like a Slipknot concert or even more high level. Robert Davis, you ever been to the Psychosocial?
Oof. A couple of times. A
couple of times? Okay. All right. Yeah. Fair enough. I thought so. Yeah. Now, Gemma Jersey Babe Juliana, but this time the pink and just everything glossing, man, and just showcasing like, all right, I'm going to show my sexy side, but at the same time, I'm badass with my kicks and my strikes. I liked her representation as well.
I definitely liked. I liked the fact that it contrasted between what Vita was doing with the kind of the dark, gothic image versus what Gemma had, that, you know, pink, kind of Jersey sunshine almost, if you will.
I like your style, Jersey sunshine. Okay, you steal my sunshine, Mr. Lent over here. I'm taking it back to the summer of '99, but okay, dude, I gotta put it frontly like this. When you look at the contrast in styles, the representation of your presentation, we had a split decision here. I thought, I gotta say, it could have gone either way, but Vita Von Starr getting the win in her debut. Gemma Jersey Babe Juliana has nothing to be ashamed for.
Absolutely not.
I'm gonna put this right here, dude. I'd love to see her back in LFC for a third bout. After those two performances, let's go get her back.
I'd want to see them run that back.
Run it back, brother.
And with a crowd, you know, just that atmosphere, you know, I think it would blow that match out of the water, to be honest.
I agree wholeheartedly. And I mean, we've seen so many women come in from, if you look at our early stages, we've had women like a Sassy Stephanie. We've had a woman like a Mia Yim. We've seen the former Sienna Allison Kay there in the early stages of LFC. Look at the Vault Baby. We're like a Vault Baby locked down. LFC is just, I've always said this, it's where it's at. Roberto Davis knows where it's at. And you all know where it's at to see some of the finest doggone talents here. And LFC 39, Goddess Among Us, comes to you April 1st, next week on the VIP section. Roberto, I got to say, you looking forward to LFC 39 from Kissimmee, Florida? We got Tracy Nix from AEW. We got Katie the Bombshell Forbes. We've got so many amazing talents on this show. You looking forward to it?
I know our sister Nicola isn't a big fan of Katie Forbes, but I think she's done some cool stuff in the LFC.
All right, well, let's be honest here. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? We all can't get down with the thickness, but I mean, Nicola McDonald has a very strong opinion on a lot of things. But you know what
true.
I'm saying?
It's very true. It's very true.
So what you're saying is she might motion the foot. She might motion that.
Yeah. You know, she's probably going to watch this and try to kick both of us in the dick. Possibly.
Probably. Right in the sack of Rooney.
Right. Just Yambag City.
Yeah, oh boy, but no, check out LMC 39. Roberto, it's always a pleasure speaking with you. We'll definitely do another one of these.
Oh yeah, this is always fun. I always have a heck of a time doing these with you, man.
Thank you, dude. No, but yeah, check out LMC 39, hosted by Mr. Jordan Marshall of Secrets Hideaway Resorts and Spa and Mrs. Matt Riddle herself, Miss Misha Montana. It's going to be a great night of action from LFC 39, Goddess Among Us in Kissimmee, Florida. Another wrestler as well as the referee, Chelsea Durden, who's an independent talent from the Florida wrestling scene. Very great talent as well. Also has a very goth gimmick to her. I also have to introduce to her because she's very, very good at what she does in the ring. Then.
Absolutely.
So LFC 38 also, Angels and Little Devils just came out. I mean, Robert Davis is a little bit devilish, as well as our girl Nicola McDonald, demoness, if you will. But at the same time, check out some great cosplay and check out some great LFC action. Two great events of epic proportions. And well, speaking of epic proportions and speaking of great stuff and great content, Mr. Robert Davis, you have Kicking It with the TSK. You have Deep Into the Heart of Wrestling with yours truly and Nicola McDonald. You have a lot of stuff going on. Let us know where we can follow you on social medias due to plugs. Boom.
So you can find me linktree.com/ Hey, it's Rob. You got all my social media there. If you're into the darker side of heavy metal music, I've got a couple of links there. Kicking It with the TSK. We're going to be covering WrestleMania in about 2 weeks. So look for those episodes on the Max Wrestling YouTube. Deep Into the Heart of Wrestling with myself, Nicola McDonald, and our mortal Michael Larkin. Check those out on his YouTube page. We've got some things in the pipeline coming pretty soon.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be talking about Tessa Blanchard and her career in TNA and professional wrestling. She's not
Tessa a puta. Is not a puta.
We're going to be talking about...
Throw that in there.
We are. We're going to be talking about Sue Young and the three faces of Sue Young. We have a lot of great topics. So if you guys want to check out my work on LFC, of course, lfcfights.com. And on the LFC _fights on Twitter, fights _LFC on Instagram. We are on the tickety talk until it gets banned, LFC _fights. I'm leaving that in because it's just funny. There's a ban going on, real world problems. You know what I'm talking about, people.
You can't stop us.
I can't be tame, motherfuckers. Miley Cyrus. All right, hold on, wait a second. You were also kind of like the Miley Cyrus of this. All right, we're just going to go off on the sidebar here. When you're talking about the darker side of me, she had the other side of me as Hannah Montana. You were the dark version of Hannah Montana. Yeah, I said it. Yeah. You came in like a wrecking ball, Robert Davis.
I think Tony approves, so. All right.
Get yourself some tattoos along with Tony Storm. So, anyway, LFCfights.com. Check us out on the social medias. If you want to check out the VIP section, we are up to LFC 35 Booty Camp 3 for the reality show featuring yours truly and the many great talents that debuted on LFC 35, such as Lauren the Adventuress Ceccarelli, such as Volcana and La Scorpia and Lucha Lingerie. Oh my goodness! And great judges such as Tommy Bell Onyx and the former LFC champion Andrea the Storm Vladoy. And you can check out SM Show 1 MCL 92, Larkin _92, M Larkin MB, Mike Larkin 92 on the YouTube front. Keep on subscribing. We are almost up to 800 subscribers. Keep it on up. Thank you for supporting us. And thank you for supporting what we're doing in LFC because you keep our viewerships going. Over 219 million views on the YouTube channel. We appreciate you from my contributions, from the overall bouts and everybody involved. Sean Donnelly, Richard Ember on photography, Leon Hader, Coach Joel Kane, Coach Audrey Monique, and everybody from the LFC family. We love you. We appreciate you. And we appreciate great fans and people like Robert Davis coming on the show and the many great fighters and talents that you get to see in the overall presentation of LFC. They get to see in the overall presentation of LFC. I just rhyme different rhymes. Can you go wrong? No, you can't. Boom. For Robert Davis, my name is Mike Larkin. Life is an art form. We are all applying our crafts and continue to apply your crafts in amazing fashion. And beauty, strength, and dominance, the three elements that make women the work of art that they are. Usually have a female guest to talk about that, but Robert Davis... We both appreciate that fact and that message. So thank you all for listening, and we'll see you in the next edition. You ready to throw this bad boy up?
Go.
to me. I love the way you're on to me. Looking at you, looking like you're wondering if we're here for the same reason. And now that you wanna lay in the sun, getting love drunk, sticking like honey. Yeah, I bet you're here for some fun with that someone, feeling that something. If you're looking for a good time, good time, honey, I'm right here. If you're looking for a good time, good time.